White House, Transgender Day of Visibility and Easter Sunday Debacle is Misinformation. By Hannah Knudsen on April 1, 2024. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the entire story of President Biden declaring March 31, 2024, Easter Sunday, the Transgender Day of Visibility is misinformation. For folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays every year, and this year, it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day. Karine Jean-Pierre began, deeming the entire storyline misinformation, which she asserts was done on purpose. As a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedom of every American, Jean-Pierre proclaimed, accusing Biden's critics of seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric that we've heard the past 24 hours. Watch, Karine Jean-Pierre, Easter, Transgender Day Controversy Misinformation. One can assume she is referring to the countless conservatives who called Biden out for devaluing Easter. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, for instance, said at the time, banning sacred truth and tradition, while at the same time proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day, is outrageous and abhorrent. The American people are taking note, he warned. It is untrue what we heard over the weekend, Jean-Pierre said, continuing to use the word misinformation. And this misinformation out there is just, it's bad, she added, reiterating that the made-up day, Transgender Day of Visibility, is on March 31, which happened to coincide with Easter this year. Jean-Pierre failed to note that Biden released the proclamation on Good Friday, the day Christians everywhere remember the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, and his world-changing declaration, "It is finished." In the proclamation, released that day, Biden celebrated Transgender Day of Visibility and went on to make sure everyone was aware that March 31, Easter Sunday, is also Transgender Day of Visibility. Emphasis added. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. Biden and his allies made sure to emphasize the day, one of more than 50 celebratory LGBTQ2S+ days throughout the year. Throughout Easter Sunday, the day Christians celebrate Jesus overcoming death and making it possible for humanity to be reconciled to God through his perfect sacrifice and resurrection. Bizarrely, on Monday, Biden reportedly denied declaring this year's Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility, despite a proclamation showing he did just that. His jab at Speaker Johnson earned a jab back from the Republican Speaker,